Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Well, hello and welcome to everyone out there, you beautiful listeners. I want to say thank you. I have much gratitude for the listeners of the show. And I'm Dr. Jen, if you're new to the show. And today I am all about putting out some positive vibes because I think we could all use it. I'm all about focusing on what we do want. And I know that we can overpower with a positive if we don't like what we're experiencing, and we are feeling it right now, I know. So we're not going to focus on that during the show. We're going to focus on something that can lift us to a higher frequency, and about how angels make themselves known to us. Because in times that we feel challenged, they do, and we hear stories all the time. I would love to hear, if you are out there and you want to call in, if you've had an experience where an angel has made themselves known to you, please do call in. I'm also going to take a few callers for intuitive angel reads. So this is all about connecting with the support that we have there available to us all the time. We do have to ask, because they don't intervene with our self and free will. You know, they don't try to make you do anything. But guardian angels will come in the nick of time if you need to get some protection, say you're getting ready to wreck your car or something. I mean, there's phenomenal stories out there. They're unlimited, and it's incredible how they show up and you're not expecting it. And it's so beautiful, and I've had plenty of them show up in my life since I was a very young child. I'm very much about working and communicating their messages to you. I love to help people learn how to connect with their own angels and to know that they're there. One of the things that helped me through life when I have been in the biggest challenges or a lot of fear is coming in is I know and I learned from them that fear is an illusion. It's an illusion. It's an emotion that's coming from outside of yourself, and you can choose to believe it and it become part of you, or you can choose to stay disconnected from it and it is not part of you. For example, if someone has an opinion that disagrees with you, that doesn't make it you unless you connect with it and accept what they are saying about you. Same thing goes with fear, and fear is used a lot to control. And I'm here to put some light on that, because if you're afraid of the dark, let's shine a little light on it, because fear is a low frequency, it's a negative energy, and it just locks everybody up. And one of the things that we want to do as we go forward in life is not feel like we're living in fear, not feel like we're making choices out of fear. So when we go through challenging times, it does challenge the strength of your faith in something else. Do you believe that you deserve something else? Do you believe in a higher power? Do you believe that an angel can come and help you? What do you believe? Some people don't feel like they believe in anything. And then they will experience things that are absolutely amazing. So you have a choice how you want to think or focus your thoughts. And angels are some of the easiest ways, and so encouraging and so uplifting when we feel down We feel depressed. We feel discouraged. So that's what we're going to focus on today. And I'm going to talk about several of the different ways that are pretty common on how they communicate. I want to give out the number if you want to call in, if you have a question, if you want to read, or you want to share how an angel has made themselves known to you in your life. I would love to hear about it. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819 if you would like to call into the station. And last week, if you listened last week, we talked about the crystals. And I'm very excited. I had to work through some weather here. We've all had some weather going on coming up the coast. It was just a lot of rain, but it did kind of affect internet connections and things like that. But finally got the video up that I promised you last week on my YouTube channel. That's YouTube/ Jen Royster, or you can go to my website and it's one of the first blog posts right there into the blog. But it's a video on creating your own crystal grids. And I just did two of them in this video, and I'm going to put a few more out there. But it's me demonstrating how you can use crystals with intention to magnify what it is you're trying to focus on. And it was working with the angels and the crystals. And so that's out there if you guys want to go check it out. I finally got it up this morning, and I did promise you that. So I wanted to make sure you had it. So we want to make sure that you have what you're looking for to get through and overcome challenges to manifest what you really do want in your life. The two crystal grids that I did are abundance with the angels and a protection grid. And we're going to be doing other ones in other videos. So that's the two that are in this one. And who couldn't use those right now, right? We want to feel safe. And we would like to focus on the abundance of happiness in all of our lives. The other thing that is really powerful when it comes to working with angels is you will feel the unconditional love that is the most powerful energy out there, that is the healing energy that's behind Reiki or energy healing. It's the healing energy that can overcome just about anything. So that's why I call it light, and I like shining it in a dark spot. And to me, a dark spot feels sad, oppressive, you feel trapped. And so when you focus on an absolute unconditional love and you shine it like a flashlight into that area of your life, it's going to lift you. You're going to feel, oh, it's just dark. It's not scary. Your imagination can run away with you if you can't really see what's going on. And we don't want to feel like we're living in fear of the future. We want to embrace what we have now. And we take our focus away from that and we put it on, what do I have to be thankful for? What do I have around me right now that I'm so appreciative of? This completely lifts your frequency. Working with angels and how they make themselves known and proves that. It makes it easier. You feel like you're being lifted. And when we come back in a little bit after the first break, I'm going to start talking about some of the different ways they come in. They come in through pictures. I see them in my paintings all the time. As you know, if you're familiar, if you've been following me for a few years, I do intuitive painting and do intuitive painting reads, actually. And the pictures will just show themselves. The angels will pop up, and I'm not trying to paint them. Other people will see them come up in pictures. They'll have synchronicities, things like that. We're going to go a little bit into that. They use numbers with me a lot too. And animals. I always have visions of different animals. And I know when I see those, it's indicative. And it's like the deciphering code to a message. I just have to go in, take a moment, learn about it. See what they're trying to show me, and it spells it out like I've never seen. It's incredible. It's really not that hard to learn it. We have so many physical tools. We have our dreams. We have the way that synchronicities look, happen. You keep seeing the same numbers. You keep seeing different things around you. You're putting all the pieces together. We have to take the time to stop and listen and put intention to understand it. But when you take that little bit of time to do that, the benefits are tremendous. And I live my life daily like that now, and they guide me even in my business, which is incredible. So when we come back, we're going to dive into some of the ways they make themselves known. And if you want to call in for a read, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Please do let me know. I'd love to hear from you on how angels have made themselves known to you. We'll be right back after the break.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we're talking about how do angels make themselves known to us? And let's start with clouds. A lot of people will see them in cloud formations. And it's amazing. You'll see that in the moment. And I've seen that before. I saw huge angelic shapes like sounding a horn or a trumpet. That's what I've seen before. You'll see what's unique to you. But, you know, remember when you were a child and you would look up and you would find the different shapes in clouds? It's incredible. And if you make that intention to do that, if you enjoy things like that, they will show you messages that way. They will let you know if you've asked for something. One of the ways they can make themselves known to you is for you to ask for that. Ask them to bring you a physical sign in a physical world, like something that you would relate to. All the messages are very unique, so what they would bring to me wouldn't necessarily be what they would bring to you, because it needs to resonate with you and how you would relate or connect to that. For me, they use a lot of numbers because they know I'm going to pay attention to that. Very, very involved with the numerology or energy of the numbers, for example. They know that I'm going to look at the letters. They know I'm going to look at every little detail like that. So they will use things like that. If you enjoy doing something like that, you will see them. You will see that. Absolutely. I mean, rainbows are promises that have been around for forever. You will see rainbows in the craziest places, just to let you know you're being watched after. You will be okay. You may not be able to see it right now. It's a sense of you are okay. We are here. We know you're not sure what's going on the next moment, but we are here. I actually saw a rainbow in my bathtub yesterday, and I thought, it's a rainbow in my bathtub. I thought that was so unusual. I've never seen one there before. And there was, we've had rain and dark clouds for all of yesterday. All that storm is coming up, and it was just, it's still that way. And there was this rainbow in, and it showed itself right in the bottom of the tub. I knew they were letting me know it's going to be okay. Just trust in something you can't see yet. And that's a lot to ask somebody to do. You feel like, how can I trust in something I can't see yet? That is where spirituality clicks in, when nothing in the physical world is adding up, making sense, or not working anymore. We have to go to that side to create a new path. That would go into your creative side, into your spiritual connection, which is a right-brained activity. If it's not working anymore, obviously it's time to let it go and move on and create a new way, a new approach. So that's what I'm talking about with that. And angels can help with that. Incredible. Just amazing. But those cloud formations are very incredible, and they can just... You'll just have the hugest smile on your face when you see one. So if you want to see that, ask for that. It's best to keep your net cast wide and allow them to bring that message to you in the way they want to. If you don't quite catch the message, ask again. Say, can you clarify that? Be specific. Say, I didn't quite understand that one. Can you help me understand it? And they will. They'll bring you something else until you find what's going to work for you. But the more you do it, the more they will do it. They will bring it back. They always answer. It's just us stopping long enough to listen. Another way that is quite popular now with digital photography now and different things that they use with technology on photography is they will show themselves in pictures. Now, a lot of people will say, what is that round orb? It's called an orb, and they'll see these round different things in pictures. Now, orbs that you see things like that are not necessarily always the angels, but they do come in that way as well. What electronic devices are capturing is they're capturing that energy, and it will come in like that. So there's been pictures out there. People have done that all the time. I've seen them. You'll see all these little orbs everywhere. And if they have particular colors, a lot of times they can be the angels. Most of the time they are. If that's what you focus on and connect, and you shield out the negative stuff, then you're gonna have angels all around you. Yeah, if you're drawn to being focused in the drama and the negative, you're going to have a little bit of everything in there. But honestly, you don't have to have that in your area at all. So orbs can be angels, but not necessarily all the time. So I wanted to be clear about that. But usually the angels, for me, will have specific colors. They may have a couple of combinations if there's more than one coming in to connect or help you together. A lot of times they'll come in tandem and help you that way. It happens all the time. Happened in my crystal grids that I was doing yesterday, and it was really cool. Archangel Michael and Archangel Haniel had come in to work with that grid, and they had a very specific design they wanted to do with that for you guys. But they will come in, and I a lot of times see it more like a colored flash. like a camera flash that has a color. And I will know when, and I will know each specific angel, which one that color flash is, or I'll feel a sensation emotionally or a warmth, you know, especially when Michael's around. I always warm up because he's clearing energies and fears and things like that away. Michael works with me side by side all the time, every day. He can do that with anybody, by the way. You cannot bother them. They are there to love us unconditionally, and they're there to support us while we live in this world. Because this whole experience about living in a physical world is like coming to Earth school, and we're learning all kinds of things. We're just learning. You don't know how much faith you have till it's challenged, for example. You don't really know how much faith you have in anything till it's challenged. Think about it. If it's not challenged, how would you learn where you are on that? They're not intentionally trying to harm us. Nobody's doing that. It's just the way the energies will be in the cause and effect. But we can do a lot about how we go through them. We can go through much more gentler lessons as we're here if we open up to focusing on a more uplifting, positive side of things. Positive energy is very powerful. It will heal your body. It will heal that. Your body responds to all that stress and chaos and sadness. I mean, it just does. And when you shift that mentally, you're shifting the environment your whole body lives in. And that's very powerful. And on the pictures, when I, and just moving on to that, when I work with paintings, like I was saying earlier, intuitive painting, I will just sit down in front of a canvas and I don't have a painting in mind that I want to do. I will just start, I will meditate, I will connect, and I will just go with what I feel inspired to pick up and do. And I'm not even drawing shapes. I'm just putting random colors out there. Then I leave it alone and come back and I start to look, and then there they are, there they are. I will see the messages in there, and it's incredible. I absolutely love doing that workshop and showing others how to do that, because you don't even have to, you don't even have to know how to paint. You don't have to be artistic at all. This is something that you're taking the energy, putting it out there on that canvas, and then you can see what's going on and what your message, what you've been trying to find out. It's incredible, because whatever is happening is going to be in the energy of what you're doing in that impulse, that response, that sensation without thinking. And you do that, and it's so amazing. When I'm feeling stuck with my writing, when I do the articles, I go to the canvas, and then I can see or pick up, oh, okay, I got you. And I am so inspired by it. So those are ways that they show them to me. And I've had paintings that I wasn't painting angels at all. I was just painting landscapes or something else, and it's full of angels. I mean, they look in human form. There's wings everywhere. There's trumpets. I get Gabriel coming in a lot with the trumpet, and I will find incredible things in there. I will see flashes. I will see, it's like an entire movie in this still painting. So I'll just get excited talking about that the whole time, because it's real to me. So you're looking for what inspires and how you would want to hear and feel an angel in your own life. Now, if you want to call in, when we come back from break, we will take callers if you would like to call in, or if you have a question, or if you would like to share how angels have made themselves known to you. The number is 1-800-930-2819. We want to hear from you. I want you to share with me. We're about to go to break, so when we come back, we'll start taking a few calls if you want to call in. Stay with us. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
A on the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. And today on the show, we are talking about how do angels make themselves known to us. And we are going to take a caller. We have Raul from Seattle, Washington on the line.
Hello, Jen.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm new to the show. I got to tell you what just happened about 5 seconds ago. I'm in the street waiting for to talk to you, and I look to my left, and there's a white, large feather laying there.
Oh,
and I'm kind of shaking.
I have chills all through my body. Oh, I'm getting confirmation that that is absolutely beautiful. Oh, I love that.
And I'm in a place where I usually don't walk by, but, you know, the reason why I call is that there's a lot going on in my life. I mean, my family members are sick, they're ill. I don't like my job. I think that I want to do things that are completely different, and I'm running out of money. I mean, there's a lot of things happening, and I have this knowing, but at the same time, I can't help to look at reality. And you know, you were talking about what is unseen. So if there's a message also, I have my own little health issues as well that I'm working on. So how can I keep moving along in a smoother pace, or what does angel try to tell me? I also play with oracle cards, with angel oracle cards a lot.
So okay, do you use which type of oracle cards do you use?
I have Archangel Raphael and the Archangel's card and the another one I forgot of this moment.
Good. So you're working. See, that's beautiful. And, you know, the timing, you said that was a white feather, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, just that it was right. I know. Right. See, that's a timing. That's a synchronicity. And I'm very thankful that you called in to share with that, because that's absolutely beautiful. Health issues are, you want to get to the root cause. Now, we can't do that for someone else, but for yourself, okay? That's an energetic crying out that's showing up in your cellular body. Hey, you need to pay attention to this. So you're looking to go deeper into, what is my body trying to tell me? That is a message that your body's trying to say, depending on how they can be mild from a cold, which is a lot of times saying, okay, you have a little bit of spiritual confusion. You're not taking a balanced lifestyle approach. You're getting overworked. You need to rest so your body will make you, to a chronic illness. And it sounds to me like you have a soul. This is what I'm feeling from you, Ryle. I'm really picking up some energy. Is it okay if I do that? Do I have permission?
Yes, of course.
What I'm picking up really strong for you is that you give your power out to a lot of people, and you're always last. You're very selfless. It's, you know, and that is good to a point, but at the same time, if it's so out of balance and you're only giving and you're not allowing yourself to receive an energy in, it can be an imbalance. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm getting very strong. I'm getting very strong messages from Archangel Raziel for you, because you have to take some of your power back after you've helped somebody. You do a lot of helping, and then there's guilt because you feel like I should do more. I should. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah. You know, I do like the healing arts now. I mean, the last year has been very transformational. And I do want to focus on that a little bit. And it's kind of new, but it resonates with me in many ways.
Right. Now you can do that. You are a very good, I mean, I can feel that. You want to help. You want to be of service. I mean, that's what I'm doing. However, to be very proficient at it, there has to be that balance. So when you help someone in the healing arts, for example, and I learned this the hard way too. I did. I learned it the hard way when I was doing NMT work with athletes and different things like that. You help them. You're giving some energy at the same time when you have to pull your energy back. It's kind of like you don't leave it there. You have to bring your energy back in. You used your energy to help, but then you bring your energy back in. And that's more of the message I'm saying. You can help a lot more when it's not your energy only and you're allowing that channel and let them help you with the unlimited energy. But it's more of you give it out, but then you don't bring it back to restore your energy source. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's more specific to what's going on. Oh, yes. You're absolutely, I can feel that you have the passion to be one of the healers in the world. I can feel that with you. Your heart, you have a big compassion in your heart. You're going to want to guard that. Make sure you're shielding so you don't get caught up in another's journey. So you're having compassion for what they're going through, but you're not taking it on like it's your journey. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
I'm feeling that a lot from you. Like your heart just cries a lot out for someone else going through something tough. And then you find yourself now you've done all this helping and then you haven't got any resources left to help you. So we actually help people more when we keep that balance and make sure we're okay. Because, for example, if I'm worn out, it's my responsibility to not do a read or not have a session with someone that's going through something. Because if I'm helping someone that's going through a very tough illness like cancer or something like that, I cannot give them the energy they need. And that's going to pull a lot of energy from a healer, especially if you're trying to do it all yourself without, you know, the channeled energy coming through. But But when I'm a little worn out, I need to make sure I've restored, because I go in there half full, I'm not going to be able to give them what they came to me for. So, does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's the big one that I'm getting for you, is you have to take your power back after you've helped somebody. So you're putting it out there and sharing, but then you pull your resources back into to restore. It's like, think of it like recharging a battery, okay? You used your battery, but now you've got to recharge it more. And
would that be, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. What were you going to say?
Would grounding be a big part of, big piece of this?
Yes, grounding aligned with shielding, because your energy field's very open. You're very empathic. I mean, you really feel somebody going through something, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. You just do.
Yeah.
In fact, I can feel like maybe back in the history of your life, maybe even people have, you know, given you a hard time because, you know, you're so you're sensitive to it. Like, oh, come on, you know. And I know what that can be like, because you're picking up in a clairsentient way. I mean, your energy field is like a sponge for what's going on out there. This is a very powerful intuitive connection where that healers have, but you have to learn how to shield so you don't take in so much that you can't process that out. One of the things that happens with healers that have this empathic thing going on is they don't realize they're absorbing it, but then they have to let it go. So then our ego gets in the way a little bit. We're actually keeping it, like we have to process it for them. We actually release and surrender that completely. We're just more of a, I learned how to do that. I worked with Archangel Michael every day. I said, please shield me and please take everything that I've absorbed today. And I do that daily because I have a tendency to do that. Yeah. Is that making sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. I do the white light exercise, and I do pray to angels and I do a lot of, you know, clearing when I get home, when I wake up in the morning. And I just need to get more proficient, I guess, more specific.
Yes, it's actually allowing yourself to be nurtured by the divine, allowing that. Like it's like, okay, well, I'll do it later. You know, I mean, it's a very, very common thing, because when we come into the world and we have that kind of channel open, everything in the world can just, it's just like you attract it. You're going to attract it. Just like I'm talking to you right now, it's because I'm that type of person too. And so I understand that, and I've learned it. It's more just taking it, allowing that you need this. When I started managing my time, I actually had to use a calendar at first, because I felt like, well, it's more important that I take care of everybody else. And then if I have time for me, I had to change that up. I had to actually make sure that I had time first thing in the morning for me. And that was how I charged up for the day. And when I made sure that happened before I even started working with anybody else, it made a huge difference. But for you, you're definitely going to want a shield. Maybe carry some of the crystals. Do you use crystals at all? You would work very well with crystals.
I have one. Yes,
okay.
I do have one at home.
Yeah, crystals would be very good for you. And you want to remember to clear them, because they're going to absorb a lot for you. A lot.
Oh, yeah.
You said
a few moments ago the word nurturing and digestion issues. I think I connected, right?
Say that again. I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, sorry. You just said a few moments ago the word nurturing and digestion issues. And that kind of clicked with me, kind of resonated really strong.
Yes. And that's making sense. You said digestive. Is that what you said? Digestive situation? Because when we're digesting, we're trying to you're processing your situation and then everybody else's too. We need to get all of that off of us, because everybody's got to process their own. You can help them, but you can't do it for them. You see? So hang on to the line, Ryle. Can you stay with me a couple more minutes? We have to go to break, but this is a very good conversation for everybody out there. So can you stay with me a couple of more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Guys, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're talking to Raul in Seattle, Washington, and we are talking all about how angels make themselves known to us. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And we are back after the break. And to wrap this show up, Raul had to go to work, so we had lost track of time for him, but we want to say thank you to him. And I want to finish up a couple of things here. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show, and we've been talking about how angels make themselves known to us. And the caller, just in the last few minutes before break, had a feather, a white feather, drop right down right in front of him, and he's been going through a lot. So we want to say thank you to him, because he was sharing a lot of things that a lot of people have going on. And I wanted to finish that read for him. He had to go to work, so hopefully he'll go get the recording. Archangel Ariel also came in for him to follow his heart. His intuition and his prosperity is linked to following his heart. And the digestive is his body letting him know, trust your instincts, trust your heart. And that was very strong that came in. And the last thing that came in for him was Archangel Zadkiel about everything that he is learning, he will simultaneously teach to others in a healing practice. And so I wish him so much love and support while he goes through his challenges. Now, a couple of other ways that they will make themselves known to you, for me, is the numbers. For example, for me, I see the 11s all the time. And as I progressed and started unfolding my life purpose into what I'm doing today, I was seeing them everywhere. 11s are showing up like you wouldn't believe. But then I also found out my life path number is an 11, which is a spiritual master number. And I didn't know it. I found it very validating because I did not know I was an 11 until after I was already on my path, completely doing this work. And then when I read what that 11 is, I couldn't have written it better. I was like, well, nope, that's exactly what's going on for me. So the numbers are very specific. They have different energies. And I was talking numerology when I said a life path number, but you might want to dive into that a little bit. See what those numbers are for you. It's really interesting because that's a physical way you can learn. If you see particular combinations, they're going to give you messages. When I did the crystal grids yesterday in the video, I was using, with protection, I was using the fours because of the 4444, which is very powerful. Lots of angels guarding northeast, southwest. It's incredible. There's nothing to fear when you know you have that kind of protection surrounding you completely. That is what freed me up to live freely. And then in that shielding and protection also, your system can clear out. You can find your balance. Now, with all the transitions that are going on in the world today or in your own personal life, how everything might be affecting you or not, this world's going through huge transformation. Bottom line, it's transformation. One of the biggest things that will hold from a metaphysical, spiritual approach that I'm bringing to you right now, one of the biggest things that will hold that up is trying to keep doing things the same way if it's not working, whether it's the way you run your house, the way you work with your children, the way you work with anything. If it's not working, it's time to find a new solution. That goes across the board from an individual to a family to a group to a nation. And I'm sending a lot of love and support and prayer for what I'm experiencing in these challenging times. And I'm asking you to join me on that versus complaining and being upset and frustrated because we feel powerless. Send out prayer. And I've asked Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L, to support that mission for decisions that our country are trying to come to an agreement on. Let me put it that way. Because he is the angel of harmony and settling disputes. So I ask you to join me in that and send your prayers up and let's support that way. That, to me, is the most powerful way to solve a crisis, whether it's a personal crisis or a big one like this where we're all feeling that. So that's all I'm going to say on that. I'm telling you what I'm doing because I'm focusing on something that could help. If I get upset about it, it's not helping. But if I send love and positive energy out there, it is helping because I feel like we need light and clarity and cooperation and support from all areas. Angels can do a lot, and they will do it when we ask. So that's what I've been doing since 2 days ago for what we all in the U.S. are going through. Just I know this show is played worldwide, and there's many countries out there that have gone through so much, and I acknowledge that, and I honor everybody that has gone through tough times. So another way to really connect with your angels is creative outlets. If you have something you enjoy doing creative, a hobby, gardening, like for me, it's painting, music. Music's a great one. Even if you just listen to music, that's an easy one. You don't feel like you can do anything, but you can listen to music. Creative outlets open up the channel for connecting with angels to recognize the messages they're bringing to you easier. Because it's right brain activity and spiritual things come to us in the right side of the brain. It's opening the mind. It's expanding it for something that's unknown. It's expanding it to create a new outlet, a new direction, a new way of approaching a situation, of approaching life. It's a way to find a new perspective, because our left brains are wonderful at the programs that are already installed, and they will run those over and over and over again. But just like your computer, it needs an upgrade sometimes. And that means you're kind of come out of your comfort zone, go into that creative side to find a new way, a new solution. Angels are wonderful to help you with that creative process. If you really are looking to work in a creative outlet, call on Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel is wonderful for that. If you need courage to find yourself over there because you feel kind of in the zone where you don't know what's happening next, Michael, ask him to take away and squash those fears, and ask Ariel for courage. Courage to be your true self, to really do what resonates with you, and to really apply that prosperity comes in many ways, not just in a dollar, but in happiness, in connections with loved ones. I mean, you name it. Prosperity is in many forms. So I ask you to open your mind for a new opportunity and allow it to show itself to you. Ask your angels to give you a sign in the physical world of a direction that would be to your best outcome. Ask for that. I'm asking for that for myself. I'm asking for that for all of you and for this whole situation we're all going through right now. I hope that this show has brought you inspiration and encouragement. Don't forget to go check out over at my website at jenroyster.com. I've got the video up for the crystal grids, protection and abundance. And I have lots of free meditations over there as well. I want to send a lot of love out to you. And know you're supported. I'm sending big prayers out for the whole world. We'll see you next week on The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze.
Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.